This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, not to forget about our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, thank you very much for what you're doing to keep America moving along. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe at the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things we have to offer. All right, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning, Mr.
Well, good morning.
And we have got people. My God, we got people. All right, calm down. We've got a full hotel beside us and a half a hotel, which is going to be full soon, behind us for the Super Bowl.
Excellent.
We've got a brand new hotel that just opened up right beside us, and I mean the people there are, and it's great to see because it took them so long to get it built and whatnot, but they rushed the last bit of it. But anyway, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we go much further, we need to remind everybody that's listening to us, if you're headed up into the Northeast, you're going to have one more day of this horrible snowstorm that's up there. And I say horrible. I just got off the telephone line with Chris Markowski. He lives in Long Island. How much snow do you think he's had there?
30 inches.
You heard it.
Yeah,
30 inches. Yeah, yeah. I remember he used to live in upstate New York, and that was nothing. But in Long Island, you get 30 inches of snow. It's like, oh, my God. But anyway, the nor'easter that's going on, it's starting to move away from the western part of Pennsylvania. It's over in the eastern part of PA, Jersey. It's moving over a little bit more towards the capital, New York State. But it's certainly all the way over to Boston, all the way up into New England. So be advised, you're going to have some real interesting weather along I-95 corridor from Philadelphia north. Not to forget about, of course, I-87 up to the Canadian line, because that snow is all the way up and down through there, 91, 93, I-90 out of Boston all the way back, certainly to Albany, probably to Utica, and maybe even over towards Syracuse. You'll have some issues. I-81, you got snow flurries there, nothing like what's going on up above, but I-81 up to the Pennsylvania line, you're going to have snow all the way. So let's start with what I told you. I was going to tease you about a Governor Whitmer story here. If I were to tell you that Gretchen Whitmer was the governor of the state with the worst job losses in the country in December of 2020, would you be shocked?
Absolutely not. I almost expect it. Her policies do nothing but chase economic activity out of the state of Michigan. You can't help but have that with the shutdowns that continue. We just got permission. Oh, we just got permission, Captain, to return in.
You can go outside now, boys and girls.
Yeah, restaurants can open now. Ooh. But in many cases, it's too little too late. Many of our favorite eateries have shut down forever and are not coming back. Other stores, Steinmart, many other places that folks used to like to go to, they're gone. It's a bad place to live right now.
Well, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, Michigan lost 64,400 jobs in the final month of 2020. Now, also, when you take a look at the top five states, Michigan's actually number six, but it goes Hawaii, Nevada, California, Colorado, New Mexico, New York, Michigan. What do those states all have in common?
Democrat dictators.
You betcha. All of those states with the highest unemployment are blue states, the Democratic stronghold states that the economic collapse that's been brought about by their governors and their mayors and their politicians. Boy, folks, if you don't remember that, come November, there's something bad wrong with you.
Yeah, because if you go all around us, if you go to my home state of Ohio or go in the other direction to Indiana, it's much more prosperous in those states. More construction, big construction projects going on in Cleveland and Indianapolis and all of that. Big difference. And, my God, we can't even compare with what you guys are dealing with in Florida. You guys' economy is just booming.
It is, absolutely, so, it's getting better. And South Florida is even better than it is here where I'm at.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Live and learn.
Well, Mr. Number 46, a.k.a. Joe Biden, has asked the Supreme Court to cancel the asylum and border wall suits that they had in the Supreme Court that were on the docket. What do you think of that one?
I thought that was – I was very disturbed when I did read that. And I just hope and pray that the Supreme Court does not kowtow to that request.
Well, we don't know yet, and we won't know for a few days because the Supreme Court is – obviously setting up their schedule. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards. And by the way, when we come back, we'll have an Edwards notebook for you. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Ron Edwards, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine comes standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Boy, does that feel fantastic. And Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, too. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So your Moss Acura will come, of course, with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty vets. Also, active duty military, and vets, and first responders, and church pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you even more money, or as they say, more money. All right, and here we go with an Edwards Notebook.
We all know that Joe Biden and son Hunter are sold out to China, but did you know that Biden has been sold out ever since 1972 to another communist enterprise? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when Joe Biden first ran for U.S. Senate in 1972, he was approached by the Council for a Livable World, a very powerful communist organization that has generously paid and helped over 200 senators and 300 representatives to undermine U.S. interests since the early 1970s. Biden was one of the communist organization's first traitorists' hired hands. Biden was also always there throughout the years to help ensure that Russia would have the upper hand in nuclear missile negotiations with the United States. President Trump saw the folly of such foolishness and had hoped to renegotiate those agreements with Russia. But Biden has announced that he will make sure those agreements stay as they are for at least 5 more years. Please be fully aware that Biden is seeking to crush our republic under the boot heel of a communist dark winter that he announced. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Wait a minute, you aren't new, you're old as dirt.
Oh, man, I'm old as dirt. We won't talk about how old you are.
Well, I'm older than dirt because I was around before dirt got started. It was a rock. All right. Let's talk about President 46, who's promised to unify the country. You know, can't we all just get along? But the voters say Americans are becoming more intolerant of his political disagreement. And, oh, by the way, 77% of those in a Rasmussen poll say we aren't going to get along with anybody.
Well, the reason why that is the case is because, and I hate to say that the majority of that intolerance is coming from folks on the left. They're the ones who burned our cities. They're the ones who beat people up in the streets. They're the ones who assaulted people in restaurants. Even Senator McConnell was accosted in the restaurant.
Yep.
Let's not forget Sarah Huckabee.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They started this trouble, so, you know, it is what it is now. It's very, very intolerant, the situations of popping up all over this country. But it's the majority of the cases, almost all, are people from the left. And that's historic throughout the world. It's always been the left that are intolerant and are trying to smash those who want liberty, who want freedom in this world, and especially now in this country.
Yeah. George is saying hello, George the Godfather. Good morning, George. And he made a comment here. He said the liberals will still put in Democrats in Colorado, California, New York because the fake news keeps blaming Republicans. Well, it's a little bit more than that, George. The people up there want their free stuff, okay? And there's a certain element that wants the free stuff, and they're going to vote for whoever's going to give them the most for nothing, or so they think. But then again, those of us that have got something are going to pay for their nothing. That makes sense.
And also, we cannot forget, and this is the thing that, and I love the fact, Captain, that how you talked about working from the local position and working. But here's the thing. If we do not figure out a way to get rid of these Dominion machines and the cheating, it doesn't matter if we do a perfect job 1,000%, we will still get cheated.
Yeah, that's part
and
of it.
That's part of it. We've
got to
figure that out.
Okay, let's take a call here. We got one of our question askers. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hello? What's your question?
Has he heard about the Iran's going to have nuclear weapons in about several weeks? And
where have you been? I've been talking about that for 2 years. By the way, they've had a nuclear bomb for probably a year and a half. Did you know that?
Yeah, I can believe
just
that.
The bomb, like, just the bomb. Not that they haven't had any way of getting it there, but they've had a bomb. Okay. No. What else was the other thing?
Yeah, and the other thing is that we're so worried about climate change. This, to me, is a far more serious issue. Anyway, just have a comment on that, if you would.
All right. Well, China, Iran, who's worse, Ron?
Right now, I would say China overall, because China can do more. And China has already paid for her concubines, including the current president. So right now, China's a much bigger issue, way bigger.
Now, Iran, within the last 48 hours, has just tested an ICBM missile, which means that they could probably launch something and hit Europe with it, which has got them on notice right now, because the problem has been taking the nuclear material that they've got, and instead of the bomb, which is the easy part, making it into a warhead that they could put on top of a missile.
Yeah.
Now, they are getting very close to that, and within a week, or I'm sorry, within a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah.
And by the way, Israel first said this about 3 weeks ago, we were the first ones on the air with it once we heard out about it, and Colonel Jim and I talked about it on Wednesday. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, too, by the way, as to what was going on. And there is no doubt at all that they've had nuclear capability for about a year. They just haven't had a way of getting it there.
Well, it's about time that Europe is on notice. For a long time, the Trump administration and before that, people have tried to get Europe to work with us on, you know, with this Iran situation and stop funding them. But they kept playing footsies with Iran, and here we are. We're in a bad situation right now.
By the
but
way,
it can be contained. I don't think Israel will allow them to keep that capability, if you know what I mean.
I do. By the way, hello to John at Highland Ranch, Colorado, tuning in right now. Thank you very much, John, for tuning in, listening to us on KNUS, The Answer, 710 up there.
One beautiful of our, part of the country.
Oh, yeah, where it's probably snowing. All right, and there you go. And Colonel Jim is chiming in and let me know that he's listening, so there you go. All right, now, like we already didn't know this one, but are you ready for this one? I'm going to do it in my best voice. You ready?
Go for it.
Hey, Obama! Obama's the godfather of the Biden administration! All right, never mind. But that's a fair assumption, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. You know he's the godfather, the puppet master, the brains, the energy, the everything. It's the third installment of the Ali Obama administration, basically, because they're carrying out the same policies, the same principles. The destructive principles against our nation. So
now, what do you call Stacey? Don't you have a nickname for Stacey Abrams?
Big Mama. Big Mama.
All right. Well, listen to this one. Number one, she's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize because she has done something that so is remarkably impressive. It's so close to something that, in the eyes of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., would have been whatever. And it's all about her voter harvesting. Are you kidding me?
And by the way, it was
the Socialist Party of Norway that nominated her.
See, this is an insult. This is an insult on so many from so many directions. I don't know where to start. This woman, I don't know if anyone knows her philosophical base. It's totally communist.
That's right.
She's filled with hatred. She has nothing. She doesn't even know what peace is, let alone being nominated for this. This is crazy. But it's what the leftists do. This is what they're supporting. They're supporting the drag.
And the Republicans in Georgia finally, I think, have woken up because they have started a Stop Stacey committee.
And
they need to get going with that because she's already out there, already got people registered for the next go around. And again, it all starts local, folks. You people up there in Georgia, I've been talking about this for years.
Yeah. If she gets the gubernatorial nomination, Georgia's done.
Alrighty, we will talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
I know.
Alright, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and go to theronedwards.com to find out more. We'll be coming right back with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, her website, brooketalksamerica.com. And we're going to get into some stuff here. She wants that $1,400, not $2,000. She'll settle for $1,400. I'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Mississippi sheriff's deputy died after he was involved in a shooting incident Monday afternoon near Kiln, Mississippi. The Hancock sheriff's deputy, identified as Lieutenant Michael Bout, was airlifted to the University Medical Center in New Orleans after he was shot, but passed away a short time later. The suspect was shot by a responding officer and is in the hospital as well. Californians are frustrated with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. A movement to make Newsom only the second California governor ever recalled is gaining momentum. Recall proponents must submit 1.5 million verified signatures by mid-March to make the ballot. Newsom's approval rating remains high at 58%, according to a December Public Policy Institute of California poll. In the National Basketball Association, there were a limited number of fans in Atlanta, Georgia Monday night due to the pandemic, but that didn't stop Los Angeles Lakers' LeBron James from getting in a heated argument with two women hecklers. James saw two at courtside. The women were booted from the arena. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, very much, very much, very much, Donna Fiducia. We are going to get right to Fair and Fair because Fair and Fair is bringing you this portion of the program. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. Now, they've got a 24/7 phone number, folks. It's 877-245-6707. You can call them right now and tell them what your situation is, and they'll tell you whether or not you have a case and give you the other information you need to go with. But it's 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, fairandfair.com. And joining us right now with a brand-new theme song, wait till she hears this, it's Brooke Talks America. Come on in there, kiddo. You're on.
Good morning.
You know what this song is, don't you?
I can't hear it. What is it?
Well, it's coming up here. Hold on.
To invade. Hear us loud and clear.
Yeah, that's called Buck You Up, and that's the Soul Circus Cowboys. And that happens to be the song they're going to be playing on the field as they're warming up before the game.
So the word was buck that I heard?
That's buck. Going to buck you up. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. I like it. Whatever. Yeah. I don't watch football, but...
Well, you will this weekend.
No, I won't.
Well, then somebody around you will, I guarantee you, because this is the game of the... And by the way, these hotels over here, they are busy, and they're going to get busier. Okay, let's get started. Now, you said you want more than the 2,000 or the 1,400 that they're arguing about in Georgia, because they're mad they're not getting 2,000 like all the candidates said they were going to get. You want what, 10 grand?
Oh, I want 10,000. Maybe 20. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll make a special place for you to get that.
Yes, definitely, definitely. No. You know, the thing about that situation is naturally, you know, Biden lied was trending on Twitter. It should have been trending, you know, forever, but because of that, because they literally told him. And to be fair, I think maybe even Republicans voted for them. Here's the reality. People are hurting. Okay. They need, you know, I don't know how Georgia is as far as the shutdown. I don't think it's been, you know, as bad there. But the point is that people are hurting and they need money. Okay. So, and maybe people lost their jobs. Like I said, I don't know what the situation is, but that's what they said that they were going to do. And once again, Democrats lie to their constituents and then they get found out. And what happened was is that McConnell said 600, Trump said no, 2,000, and then the Democrats were smart, they piled onto it, and in order to hurt Trump, McConnell said no, absolutely not 2,000, 600. Yep. So they voted for 2,000, it's simple math.
But you know what was even dumber? They ran newspaper ads, the Democrats. Newspaper ads. We're going to give you a $2,000 check if you vote for us. They ran newspaper ads.
Oh, no, but they were campaigning on the $2,000.
Right.
And I agree with Chris Martowski. I don't agree. Open up the country. Open up the economy.
That's right.
Stimulus check. Okay. So it's ridiculous. But, you know, if you're gonna campaign on that, you better deliver. I mean, they were all campaigning on it. Asshat and, the communist, Reverend Al
Warnock.
Cousin. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Mail order Reverend. So that's what they, you know, and I'm glad for it. I couldn't be happier than when Democrats get disappointed by their lying ass representatives. Yeah.
By the way, the Democrats apparently are being very intolerant about all the different things that are going on here. Of course, President...
really? President, oh, my God, I'm shocked.
Well, President number 46 decided to unify. He says, we're going to unify the country. But the voters say Americans are becoming more intolerant of the political disagreement. By the way, the Rasmussen poll yesterday, 77% of the country says we ain't never going to get along.
No, I'm surprised it's not more, and I don't care. I don't want to get along with communists. I don't want to get along with people who hate my country. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, what's the alternative and when does that start?
Well, the alternative is I got a rowboat and you can start paddling.
I'm not paddling anywhere. I'm holding the line here, Bubba. Okay, I'm holding the line here. Let him bring it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Well, you're small, see, so you can crouch down. Nobody will see you.
You know something? When I see you, you're getting a couple snaps for that, okay? I can't.
Oh, the fiery redhead. I love
it. Just because you're 8 feet tall doesn't mean I'm small.
What do you think about AOC, though? I mean, what the hell is going on there? How come she can get away saying the stuff she does, especially about Cruz and whatnot, but yet we have somebody by the name of Marjorie Greene who can't make any comments about anything, regardless of what it was, right or wrong, and they
want
to chastise.
Right? No. You're kidding me to ask why she gets away with it? Let me see.
No.
There's a D by her name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is the biggest issue. The reality is that, and Trump was 150% correct, the media is the enemy of the people. These people, you know, we used to think, oh, the Democrats run the media. Oh, the Democrats run things. No. The media runs everything. So it doesn't matter who wins, what they do on our side, okay? We are always going to have to go up against this behemoth, you know, Frankenstein of a media. And I'm not sure how that goes away other than you just strangle them out with no ratings, you know? But people still advertise on those shows. That's the real problem. The media, along with big tech, can run this stuff over and over and over. You know, there's a video of her talking with Marjorie, who's a hero, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, talking with Katie Hopkins. Okay, and what Katie Hopkins said, you know, is, what you guys did on January 6th was so great and this and that. That's the only thing that they clipped. What was she talking about, Katie Hopkins, is actually having the balls to contest and not certify the electoral votes. Mm-hmm. But all they said is they frame it as, one white supremacist talking to another white supremacist. No, no, no. And let's talk about the, supposedly black, who's really just a colonizing Spaniard of, Comrade Cortez, saying that we have to make them uncomfortable. Okay. That's what she said in her tweet, that activism is all about and organizing is all about making people uncomfortable. Well, okay, so the politicians are uncomfortable because the people went into the people's house. When they're as uncomfortable about that, about 6 months of rioting and looting and murdering ordinary citizens, then I can take them seriously. But until then, she can take her ass on Instagram and keep crying.
Let me slow you down a little bit, because let me throw this number at you. The guys on the red side of the aisle, the red coats we'll call them, namely the conservatives and the GOP, they had well, that too, but yeah. I didn't say red, white, and blue. I just said the red because they're going to use that for a reason. The red guys had one disturbance. Call it whatever you want. The other guys, the blue guys, had, are you ready for this? 275 separate riots, and I mean riots where people either got hurt, places got burned down, people got killed, whatever. This 275 to our one. Who are the bad guys here?
No, and you know, that's the same argument they make about abortion. So when conservatives say that, you know, talk about a million babies, a million. And by the way, you know, this is very important, okay? Messaging matters. So you have a million babies aborted every year. And of that, 1% are late-term abortion, which means third trimester, which means after 6 months, every white liberal in America would be demanding that all the NICU doctors take care of her baby if she decided that that was the one she wanted to keep. 1% is a NICS arena, 11,000 people. Okay, if you looked at a full arena, it's 11,000 people. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. But what they say is, oh, look at you guys. The Christians talk against abortion. And they say, oh, you guys put bomb abortion clinics. In all of history, only 9 people have been killed in abortion clinic bombings. Is that wrong? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's 9 people compared with 50 million babies. So the math, you know, they do Common Core math, Matt. I mean, you got to give them a little, you know. They go to public schools with liberal psychopath teachers, and they do Common Core math. But it's the media, and it's liberalism, media indoctrination. Mm. So you can't help them. They're stupid.
Yeah, that's
it's
all
sad.
True. That's all true. And, folks, I'm talking to Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, the radio show. You hear it on the weekends here on my flagship station at 7 p.m. But you can find out about what she's doing every day by going to her website, BrookTalksAmerica.com. That's BrookTalksAmerica.com. Here comes the music. That means we're going to go to break. So hold on. You know the drill over there. Hold on. I'll be right back. And, caller, you hold on. We'll be right back with you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Don't go anywhere. Brooke Talks America comes right back talking to America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the Worn Out Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Reed.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. They are the very best at what they do, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, carts, and repairs. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment, and never forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save a bunch of money. All right, here she is back again, and here comes her theme song, her new theme song. It's Brooke Talks America. Come on in.
That's great.
Yep, they're going to play that song on the field before the game starts. That's the official rally song. Okay, let's go to the phone lines, because waiting very patiently on the telephone line, we've had Mel in Saratoga Springs. Is it still snowing up there, Mel?
Okay, we probably only got about maybe 3 to 4 inches of snow. It stopped snowing. The wind is blowing now. It's just a little drift here and there. But you're good, Captain. Compliments on her intelligence, and she's also easy on the eyes. You're on Newsmax. In regards to reverse psychology, using these gitmos and detainees, to molest say that they'll get the vaccination, this killer Fauci vaccine, ahead of Americans. Now, the use of reverse psychology to entice Americans to want to take this back, fill a vaccine.
Okay.
More.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like your opinion.
All right, thank you. All right, what do you think? Is that reverse psychology? And by the way, that's not going to happen. You know that, right?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it does. It's ridiculous. I saw Tucker had Joey Jones on yesterday at the end of his show, and I thought it was great what he said. You should watch it if you can watch it. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. You know, they're going after DeSantis, and it's like DeSantis has purposely not given first doses whatever it is that he's doing, because he's saving the doses for the second dose for the seniors,
right,
for the most vulnerable.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're a Democrat and you hate listening to this show, this is who your people are. They're crazy. They don't care about you.
Nope.
They hate you. They hate you, too, unless you vote for them. So I'm sick of it.
Yeah, we'll give you X amount of dollars, and you come vote for us, and then we'll give you all more.
Yeah.
We'll give you candy.
Well, we're not.
We'll
we're going to say
bars.
We're going to do stuff for you, and then we're going to let everybody else. If you're, you know, it's ridiculous.
I just saw it as a temptation. Okay, we'll give you money and toilet paper, and you'll be all set.
Oh, my God. You've got to make sure you have that toilet paper.
Yeah,
come
well,
on
that's
now.
Because of where we went the last time with the shortage.
Yes.
But anyway, let's move along.
Yes.
Oh, boy. God. Yes. When we get together, it's like, what are they talking about?
I know. We need 2 hours. Two things we have to talk about is, one is my article that's going to be up tonight, and this is the subject that it's about, is the nasty old Lincoln Project.
Oh, yeah. And by the way,
Let
me tell you, there's a headline up here this morning about the Lincoln Project founder accused of sending sexually explicit messages to young men.
Yeah, that's why I'm writing my article, and you're not even going to be able to read it with your eyes burning, because Brookie's going in on those psychopaths who said Trump was unfit for office, and they knew about the pedo. They knew about this guy. And George Conway, the pie face who can't even find his neck, he is on talking about he didn't know, he didn't know him very well, and, it's appalling. Yeah, just like Cindy McCain said, everybody knew about Epstein.
He said he was shaking. George Conway
he was
shaking.
He was shaking because he hadn't eaten and he had to go get a pizza. Okay. I don't know how she had four kids with that guy. I can't even say it on the air, but Lord have mercy. It's shocking.
Well, anyway, I need to tell you this. I got a daughter that's having real trouble. That's probably why
Look at her dad.
Yeah.
Look at her dad. But
I know. But the daughter has had real issues. But go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she wants to be adopted by Comrade Cortez. That's a real issue right there. It's liberalism. So they're probably sending their kids to Catholic school because they're Catholic, like super Catholic. And the Catholic Church has been taken over. And so the schools have these psycho Jesuits that are, I'm sorry, if you're a Jesuit, you need to reform that thing, because they are socialist Marxist, Pope Frank, the Pope, Il Papa, Marxist communist. Okay. Anyways, so the Lincoln Project has been wagging their fingers, and Max Boot and Bill Kristol wagging. Oh, Trump is unfit for office, and we're so superior, and this, that, and the other, you know. And meanwhile, they have a pedo in their midst, and they probably knew about it. I'm sorry. And
they got more than him.
No, I'm telling you. Look, the people that I just said wouldn't be surprised. Okay, so my article will be up by tonight. You have to check it out, brooktalksamerica.com, Brooke with an E. If you're lazy, it's BTA Radio, okay? But you have to check it out. And this goes in line with my previous article, which is the neocons finally get their war, which apparently, so you have to read up. The Lincoln Project, I don't know why Tucker didn't talk about it. He better talk about it tonight, because he hates them. He hates Max Boot and Bill Kristol, because all they want is war. And what did you talk about earlier? Iran. In the least shocking thing, other than it's snowing in Saratoga Springs, is that Iran has a quote-unquote nuclear weapon. And that, we're ready for war. Because what did they want the whole time? War with Iran.
They've had the ingredients for the bomb for a while. Colonel Jim and I have been talking about this for a while. But here's the deal. They didn't have the means to get it there.
It's convenient timing. Okay. What just happened on January 20th?
Yeah.
What do they want? War. Mm-hmm. What happened within 48 hours?
We went to Syria.
Mm-hmm. They want war. I don't believe anything that I don't believe that there was a gas attack in Syria. I don't. They wanted war. That's what they want. They won't stop until they have a war.
Well, they're gonna get something over in China, because it looks like the South China Sea and all that. Because what happens if China finally says, okay, Taiwan, we're going to take them?
You think Biden's going to do anything about that? Come on, dude. They took Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're not going to do anything about that. You can't fight a war with China.
Well, according to our generals, including Austin, we can beat China, but who knows? Okay, we're going to have to run. We're going to have to run. So here we go again. BurkTalksAmerica.com, BurkTalksAmerica.com, and we'll talk to you again next week, my friend.
All right, take care. God bless the troops.
Stay low. Okay, and let me go to the phone line real quick. Okay, is this Ian?
Yeah, I wanted to comment about the Lincoln Project.
You got about 1 minute, and then I got to let you go.
Okay, in my opinion, the only reason why this is coming out now is because the Lincoln Project has outlived its usefulness to its progressive handlers. Karl Rove, who I personally don't care for at any rate, said he knew about it since 1988 and has been telling people about it since 2004, and they smeared him and tried to shut him up. These kind of people have infiltrated politics for years and years. And like I said, they don't need the Lincoln Project anymore. So now they're handlers in the media or whatever are letting it out that it was a bunch of pedos and hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be surprised by any of this. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Ian, and I appreciate that. Okay. Well, folks, you know, again, we've had another great night of radio and a lot of great calls from a lot of folks and a lot of comments around the country. Appreciated the John chiming in from Highland Ranch, Colorado. I imagine he's up there where the snow is, up in the high country. It just has that name to it, where I think he's probably up there, up above Denver somewhere, up in the mountains. And, again, thanks for tuning in, John. And to all the other folks and everything that you've said and we've heard and we've passed along, it's all about you. It's all about we the people here in this program. And remember, we the people control what happens in this country. You got to remember, it all starts now. It starts now. You want to make changes? You want election reform? It starts now at the local level. That's where you make the changes. The election laws, the reform, the supervisor of elections, if you got somebody in there that's not doing their job, you vote them out. You get another candidate, you vet them, you get them in there, you vote them out. And this is where you start with your local candidates, because those local people are going to work their way up the ladder. And the next thing you know, you got somebody in Congress, you got somebody either in the House or the Senate, or maybe they're running for president or vice president, whatever. You got to start thinking nationally, but acting locally. You've got to do that. It's so important, and we need to do that right now. There's many organizations out there that you can check on and you can find out about. And if you don't know, ask some of your conservative friends. They know where they are and who they are. If you don't want to get involved with a party, a political party, then just get involved with a group like the Tampa Bay Trump Club here in my area, or Club 45, or the Tea Party Manatee, or the Defenders for Freedom, and the 912 Clubs, and the Tarpon Springs Patriots. There's all kinds of groups out there. You don't have to go very far to find it. And by the way, go on to Facebook. You'll find them over there, because all of them are over there, too. All right. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's cold outside. Gonna go start the car and let it get warm. All right. I'll be back tonight. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.